Now, Friday, I was on with Chad Hartman. And we were having Feisty Friday like we always do. And I come on and add a little sprinkle of my Cajun seasoning on his old bland show. And we joke about one thing or another, usually making fun of one another for something the other did. And we went to commercial break. After laughing and talking for 10 minutes, thinking we were going to come back on and laugh and talk even more. But then Dave Harrigan whispered in my ear that Rusty Ray from the newsroom was coming in to tell us that there had been a stabbing at Harding High School and that someone was dead. At the time, we didn't know if it was a teacher or a student, or if this was an isolated incident, if someone was on the loose, but we did know that the school was on lockdown. And I asked Chad, I said, did you want me to leave? Because I mean, we from 90 seconds ago are pivoting from laughter to complete shock and sorrow at the senseless loss of a life. And he said, no, I want you to stay on with me because we're going to talk about this thing together. And so we did. And we asked Rusty as many questions as we could. He gave us as many answers as he had at the time. And now we know that a 16-year-old boy is in custody and a 15-year-old boy is dead. I don't know if when she sent him off to school that morning, his mother or his father knew that that would. How did they say bye? I thought about my own child and how we had an argument that morning, that Friday morning, because he wanted to wear flip-flops and I wanted him to put shoes on. And Sean had to intervene and tell me, let him go. Just leave him alone. All the kids at the high school are wearing flip-flops. He's not hurting or bothering anybody. And Andrew stormed out and I, you know, was screaming out the door and, you know, I was just so angry with him. I was just so mad. And you know, I thought, what if that was the last time I saw my child? And it made me really, oh man, made me really change my mind and my life. And I thought about those parents, and then I thought about these children's peers, their fellow students who may have witnessed it or heard it or were in the lockdown and didn't know if their life was on the line too. The sense of safety gone. So the first phone call that I made was to Anissa Keys, and then Lambert Fisher and Brandon Jones, all mental health professionals and all podcasters on my network, to figure out how we could get over there and just stand outside the school in case a family member wanted a hug, in case a friend needed to talk or a cousin was nearby crying, how we could provide love and comfort to them in their time of need. And then I start thinking about the teachers, administrators. And before I could even blink, teachers do what teachers do. They had organized a candlelight vigil to bring the community together so that we could wrap our arms around each other and try to love our way through this. And I'm so glad that Leah Van Dasser is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She is one of the organizers of this event on Monday. Leah, God bless you, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Shaletta, for calling and asking someone to come talk to you about this. Appreciate that.
Talk to us about the candlelight vigil. Who's organizing it? What time is it? Where is it going to be? And how can we participate?
Sure. So the SPFE, that St. Paul Federation of Educators union, decided we wanted to do something for our members, and mm-hmm. we wanted to do something quickly and simple, and just for to bring together the community.
Yes.
To do much of what you already mentioned, just to be together in space together and share in that grief together and see that we are in this together and working on the things that we know we need to do together. And if we're not working on anything, we're just being, that's also
yeah.
great. So we decided to have a candlelight vigil, and it's, you know, we're just, it's going to be somewhere around Harding. We're hoping mm-hmm. to have it near the front entrance.
Yeah.
We have received a lot of people saying they want to come, so we have no idea how many people are going to show up. We think a lot, but
yeah.
we're planning for a lot, hopefully. It's from 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow
okay.
night.
Okay.
Harding High School, and that's like kind of 3rd and Hazelwood. I don't know. There's an exact address of the school, but
yeah.
I don't know it off the top of my head. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of thing people can look up. And then we're just going to have, we're planning to have just, you know, quiet time. We have potentially a couple of people to speak, someone from the
yeah.
school, and then some clergy from the community whose daughter goes there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're keeping it real simple, real low key. It's not an opportunity for a lot of people to just complain. This is not about anything. Like, this is just a chance for people to come together and be with one another in that grief
yes.
and share in that moment.
Yeah, and love on each other. I am so
mm-hmm.
glad that you are putting this together and you are doing this. You know, how did it all come about? Were you talking to teachers? Did a light bulb go off and say, you know what, we've got to do this? And if not us, then who? Where did you get the idea to have this vigil?
It really kind of was a light bulb moment where we just were like, we want to do something. We want to, you know, and we don't want to have an action. This is not a time for action. This is a time for remembrance.
Love.
And a time for being together.
Yes.
Yes. So we also asked all the staff in the district to wear Harding's colors tomorrow, which are maroon and gold, as a show of support across the district so that we could, you know, show that support during the day and then have this candlelight vigil as a way to for people to come and be in space with one another and not have it be about anything other than being together.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to remind people where this is, what time, how they can help out, get involved, show up with their families for this candlelight vigil for the entire community of Harding High School. They are grieving after one student, a 15-year-old boy, was stabbed to death, and a 16-year-old boy is in custody for his death. More with Leah Van Dasser when we come back. Just a little bit. Every little bit helps. It's tomorrow. It's from 6 to 7 p.m. It's a candlelight vigil in support of the Harding High School community. The event is being put on by the St. Paul Federation of Educators. They are asking that we come with our hearts wide open, ready to wrap our arms around this grieving community of students and teachers and educators and principals and counselors, neighbors, and friends. 6 p.m. at the school. Show on up and show this community some love. I'm so grateful for your leadership. Leah Van Dasser is continuing to join us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline on Still Talking. Leah, teachers are just doing what teachers do. Y'all are just loving on each other. Y'all are just making sure everybody is taken care of. And that's the thing that I worry about with our teachers. Y'all are so busy making sure the students okay and making sure the principals have what they need and making sure the parents are informed. And oftentimes y'all don't take care of y'all selves.
Yeah, it can be hard. It's especially difficult when we're told, you know, take time for yourself. It's like, yeah, we know, but there's so many things happening and so much going on. Like you just explained, it's hard to, you know, be able to do that and not think to yourself, but there's other things that need to happen still and all that. And so it does, it starts to weigh on people. And I know that this kind of an event is not something that we would expect to be happening. Yeah. Thank mm-hmm. goodness this is not something that happens. It's so rare. And when it, mm-hmm. so when it happens, it's just so shocking. And you mm-hmm. used the word earlier of sorrow, and it really felt like that was a great word. It's a lot of sorrow that people are feeling, I think, right now. And I think this vigil maybe give people a chance to be together and all the community. We're, you know, a great place for us to have families there together, along with staff, along with, you know, community members who live in the community or even from mm-hmm. across the Twin Cities who, you know, can reach out and know, you know, they all have kids or teachers or nieces and grandkids. And it's like, where, you know, this is all of us working together for the common greater amazing good that we know we can have in our world. So it's just, you know, what's one small thing we decided we can do, this small, we can have this small gesture and start the healing potentially. So that's kind of where we were thinking when we came up with this.
We are continuing our conversation with Leah Van Dasser. There's a reason, ma'am, that you are the elected president of St. Paul Federation of Educators. It is not when everything's going good and you can plan a resource fair and, you know, get your community coalition organizing because y'all are hiring, but it is in times like these when you sit down and come up with ways to engage the community to get us all on one accord. So that we focus on what is most important right now. And what is most important is supporting the teachers and students and faculty and staff and community at Harding High School, because this is going to be a long road to recovery. Now, do you know if they are actually having school on Monday?
Actually, no. Okay. Monday or Tuesday. They're going to go back to school on Wednesday. Tomorrow is the day for the staff to come together and be in space together and grieve and have some supports. Tuesday will be a day for the staff to kind of put together a plan mm-hmm. of what the rest of the week can look like and what's going to happen and what will school classes be like on Wednesday then. So there will be a small break for that school and that community, so they'll have a chance to do some work together. And I think that will be valuable for them. And also, you know, a way for them to make, internally a way for them to move forward.
And, you know, I hear it again. You know, you said the school's taking a break. The school is not taking a break. The kids are taking a break. The teachers and administrators are working. Y'all are not taking a break. Y'all are making sure that we don't break down, that the wheels don't fall off, that, you know, this is a tragedy, but we can, you know, press and pray and persevere and help these kids heal. Again, you know, teachers are doing what teachers do. Y'all are covering and surrounding this community and these families and not taking a break.
I appreciate that. You're right. Tomorrow is a day for the teachers to just be together and have that break. They get, you know, it's more than we've had in the past for something like, we've never had something this tragic happen in a building. We've had other things happen in St. Paul where the schools had a reset day, is what the district calls it. And that's mm-hmm. great. And you're absolutely right. You know, when did the staff get a chance? And, you know, there are some resources out there to help. But again, it's somebody's got to take the time to go do that. And, you know, if they're doing that, they aren't doing something else. And it's one more thing on top of whatever. It just, you know, this is true. It adds up, and it wears on a person. You know, it becomes mm-hmm. the type of thing where there's only so much people can take, and we've seen this happen, you know, in education. It's always been a demanding career. It's always been a demanding profession, and yet people could find some joy and persevere and continue that work because the rewards were beyond monetary. And since the pandemic, it's just become so much more work for people to do, that a lot of them have lost that joy. And finding that again is incredibly important for us to continue to have public school system with staff who are as dedicated as the ones we have. Mm-hmm. Those folks at Harding are dedicated and love their students and love their community and love their school and are going to show up and are going to keep going. And, you know, at what point does the system need to shift so that we can all share in this effort to work with our young people so that we can all be well and all be successful? It's
a lot. And I'm so, so grateful for your leadership, Miss Leah, and for bringing us all together in community in one space so that we can begin the healing process and begin to love on these students and these teachers, this faculty, this staff, this community. Thank you for planning this candlelight vigil on Monday from 6 to 7 at Harding High School. Come out. I'll be there to wrap my arms around you to say thank you for being such an amazing leader at such a tragic time. Leah Van Dasser, elected president of the St. Paul Federation of Teachers, of Educators, I'm sorry. Thank you
educators,
so much
yes.
for joining us tonight on Steel Talk, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me and for putting educators and students at the forefront like this. It's an important thing. We very much appreciate the opportunity to share this event with you and with the community. So thank you very much.
All right. And you all get your kids, get your family members, eat dinner a little bit early, make a sacrifice on Monday, and get over to Harding High School. They'll be wearing the school colors throughout the district, wherever you are working or in community. Wear those colors as well. And remember to pray for all these families, especially the grieving parents and siblings and grandparents of this 15-year-old boy. Because instead of planning for, dance and homecoming and Easter, they'll be planning for his funeral.